Then I was frightened and I woke up, and I was outside the shelter by myself in the dark, and the twisty things had gone away. The vivid horror of this, so possible, and so nakedly terrifying, held them all silent. The child's voice went piping on from behind the white conch. And I was frightened and started to call out for Ralph, and then I saw something moving among the trees, something big and horrid. He paused, half frightened by the recollection, yet proud of the sensation he was creating. "That was a nightmare," said Ralph. He was walking in his sleep. The assembly murmured in subdued agreement. The little un shook his head stubbornly. "I was asleep when the twisty things were fighting, and when they went away, I was awake, and I saw something big and horrid moving in the trees." Ralph held out his hands for the conch, and the little un sat down. "You were asleep. There wasn't anyone there. How could anyone be wandering about in the forest at night? Was anyone? Did anyone go out?" There was a long pause, while the assembly grinned at the thought of anyone going out in the darkness. Then Simon stood up, and Ralph looked at him in astonishment. "You! What were you mucking about in the dark for?" Simon grabbed the conch convulsively. "I wanted to go to a place I know."
"What place?"
"Just a place I know, a place in the jungle." He hesitated. Jack settled the question for them with that contempt in his voice that could sound so funny and so final. He was taken short. With a feeling of humiliation on Simon's behalf, Ralph took back the conch, looking Simon sternly in the face as he did so.
"Well, don't do it again. Understand? Not at night."